Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Your mind is the greatest gift God has given you. And that's why today we continue with a brand new series called Rethinking Your Life. In these lessons, Pastor Rick shares the 9 biblical pillars we need to reshape our minds so that we can become more like Jesus Christ. In a moment, we're going to tell you how you can get a hardcover copy of Pastor Rick's number one best-selling book, The Purpose-Driven Life. Go to PastorRick.com to find out more, or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called Changing How I Think About Pain.
We're going to continue in our series that we're calling Rethinking Your Life. We've been in it now for a number of weeks, and we've been talking about how to learn to think like God thinks, learning to think from His point of view. That's called wisdom. When you think from God's point of view instead of yours, that's called wisdom. Now, changing how you think, as we've talked about in the past several weeks, is called repentance. It's the word metanoia, change your mind. Anytime you change your mind from thinking the way you thought about something to the way God thinks about it is called repentance. Now, so far, we've looked at changing how you think about a number of big issues in your life, like how you think about God, and how we think about sin, and how we think about temptation. And in our last message, we looked at how we think about discouragement from God's viewpoint. Today, I want us to look about the topic of changing how you think about pain. How you think about pain. One of the most perplexing questions that people ask is, why is there pain in the world? And why does a good God allow pain? You know, it's not a new question. Thousands of years ago, Solomon asked this question in the book of Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament. In Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 22 and 23, he says this. So what do people get for all their hard work and their struggles here on earth? Their entire life is filled with pain, and their work is unbearable. And even at night, their minds don't rest. It all seems so pointless. Wow, does that sound like a relevant text? I want you to underline the phrase, their entire life is filled with pain. Entire lives filled with pain. You know, that sums up much of the world. I've traveled all around the world and I've seen that most people on this planet are living lives filled with pain. Every day is a pain, just getting up, finding food, finding shelter, making it through another day. Why is life so difficult? Why is life so painful? Now, many scientific studies have documented that human beings are able to handle enormous amounts of pain if we know there's a good purpose for that pain. You see, it's worthless pain. It's arbitrary pain. It's pain that feels pointless, pain without any purpose. That's the kind of pain that is so unbearable and so intolerable. When you see a purpose behind pain, you can often handle enormous amounts of it. For instance, many of you women have given birth to a child. Giving birth is painful. But women bear that pain for a great purpose. They bring forth life. I want to ask you moms out there, how many of you would say that the pain of childbirth was worth it? Let me see your hands. Okay. All right. How many of you would say, I want to experience that pain all over again for no purpose at all? Yeah, of course not. Nobody wants to do that. Pain with a purpose is manageable. Pain without a purpose is unmanageable. You know, a few weeks ago, I volunteered for a very painful surgery and recovery because I believed that the purpose of that surgery was worth the pain. I wouldn't have gone through that pain just for nothing. Here's the point. No matter what kind of pain you're going through right now, or no matter what kind of pain you're going to go through in the future, it may be physical pain, it may be emotional pain, it may be spiritual pain, it may be financial or relational or mental pain. You will be far better prepared to handle pain. You'll be far better prepared to cope with it if you focus on the potential benefits and the possible purposes of that pain. And that's what I want us to look at today. I know some of you saying, well, okay, where do I get the encouraging truth to focus on when I'm in deep pain? Well, the answer is the Bible. The Bible, the book of God's holy word, is where you focus to get the purposes and the potentials and the promises of God. They're all in the Bible to help you handle the pain that's in life. Now, I want us to start today with one of the most famous promises of God in the Bible, Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 28. Romans 8, 28 says this, we know, notice not we guess, we know for certain. It's not we hope, we know. We know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Now look at that verse for just a minute. We know that in all things, God works for the good. It doesn't say all things are good. Obviously, there's a lot of bad things in the world. And so not everything that happens in your life is good, and you shouldn't even act like everything that happens in your life is good. There's a lot of bad things that happen to you and to other people because there is evil, there is sin in the world. But the Bible says, we know that in all things, God is working for the good of those who love him. Now, this is not a promise for everybody. It's only a promise for those who love him, who've been called according to his purpose. But if you love God, and if you're trying to live according to his purpose, the Bible says God is working in all things, even the bad things, the evil things, the terrible things, the sinful things, the painful things of life. God says, I'm working even in all those things for your good. What is this verse teaching us? It's telling us that pain can be managed by purpose and on purpose and for a purpose. The pain in your life can be managed by purpose and on purpose and for a purpose. Now, if you've read Purpose-Driven Life book, you know this, but let's just review what we know. First, we know, according to the Bible, that God has five purposes for each of our lives. These five purposes are repeated and reinforced hundreds and hundreds of times in the Bible. What are those five purposes? Well, number one, God wants you to know him and love him. He wants a friendship. He wants a relationship with you. That's called worship. You were planned for God's pleasure. Second, God wants you to learn to love other people. He doesn't want you to just learn to love him. He wants you to learn to love others. That's called fellowship. And you're put on this planet to learn how to love. Life is a laboratory of learning how to love. You're formed for God's family. You're not meant to go through life alone. We're built for worship. We're made for worship. We're made for fellowship. Number three, the third purpose of life is to grow up spiritually like Christ. Once you're in God's family, God wants you to grow up. You're created to become like Christ. That's called discipleship. And then number four, God wants you to learn how to serve others. Why? Because God serves. God is a serving God. He wants us to be generous like him and humble like him and serving like him. In serving others, you are shaped to serve God. And God uniquely wired you to have a kind of service or a ministry that he wants you to do with your life. You're not here to just take up space and breathe and use resources. You're here to make a contribution with your life. That's called your ministry or your service. And finally, number five, God created you to share your life message with others. God has put a unique message in you that he wants to say to the world. You are made for a mission. This is your witness. This is your testimony. This is what you say to the world. God's working in and through your life. Nobody else can share your life message. Only you can share it. You're made for a mission. Now, those five purposes, worship, fellowship, discipleship, ministry, and witness, or knowing Christ and loving his family and growing in Christ and serving Christ and sharing Christ with others, those are the five purposes of life. Most people know that, but what many people don't know is that God uses pain to help us fulfill all five of those life purposes. God uses pain to help you fulfill all five of those life purposes. But you have to cooperate with God or else you end up wasting your pain. And sadly, most people waste their suffering. They don't know how to profit from their problems. Everybody has problems, but some people profit from them and some don't. They don't know how to learn from their losses. Everybody has losses, but some people learn from them and others don't. Believers who grow are those who learn how to harvest their hurts. They learn to learn from their losses, to profit from problems. They learn how to improve from their injuries, how to advance from their adversity, how to gain from their pain. This is what God wants to do in pain, using the pain in your life. God doesn't have to create pain. There's plenty of pain already in the world, but God wants to use it for good. And this is why the question Paul asked in Galatians chapter 3 is so important. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 4, Paul says this to the people there in the church in Galatia, which is a city in Greece. He says, have you gone through all of this, talking about all the pain, have you gone through all of this for nothing? Is it all really for nothing? In other words, have you wasted the pain in your life? That's a question that I have to ask myself. It's a question you have to ask yourself. Are you wasting the pain in your life, or are you learning from it and building the five purposes in your life from the pain in your life? You say, well, is it too late to change? No, it is not. It's not too late to change your mind. It's not too late to start benefiting from the pain. I want to tell you this. You will have pain the rest of your life, whether you're here for 5 years or 50. So you may as well benefit from it. Never waste a hurt. Never waste your pain. So this weekend, let's look at five ways to use your pain for good in your life, whether it's physical or emotional or relational or financial, any kind of pain. God wants to use it five different ways for good in your life. Now, let me give you a personal testimony. What I'm going to share with you today, I know this works from personal experience. As I'm sharing this message right now, this is the sixth anniversary of when our youngest son died 6 years ago. Matthew took his life after battling mental illness since he was a little boy. And that day, 6 years ago, was the worst day of our family's life. And we still feel the pain, and we still feel the sadness, and we still feel the loss. You get through it. You don't ever get over something like that. And yet, we are moving forward, and we're moving forward in hope because of what we know from God's word, like the verse I just read. And because of how we have used the pain of Matthew's loss, the loss of his life, how we've used that pain for good and for God in our lives and in the lives of others in these last 6 years. So what I'm sharing with you is from personal experience. Write these down. Five ways God wants to use your pain for good. Number one, use pain to draw closer to God and trust Him more. Use the pain in your life to draw closer to God and trust Him more. You know, when anything painful happens, you've got a choice. You can either run to God or you can run from God. Now, the second way never made any sense for me. If you're running away from God, what are you running to? Who could help you more in your pain than God? Why not run to God? But some people, when they're in pain, they run to God. And some people, when they're in pain, they actually run from God. They run away from Him. You know, I'll have to tell you that in the past 6 years since Matthew died, I've spent more time personally alone with God in the past 6 years than all of my previous life combined. Why? Pain has a way of drawing you close to God. Now, how do you do that? How do you draw closer to God when you're in pain? Well, the first thing you do is you just tell Him exactly how you feel. You cry out to God, God, I'm in pain. I'm in pain. It's the most natural thing. You see a hurricane, you see a disaster, you see an earthquake. What are people saying? Oh my God, oh God. They cry out to God. That's what you should do. Cry out to God. Tell Him exactly how you feel. You know, whatever, if you want to argue with God, argue with God. God, I don't like this. God, I'm mad. I'm upset. That's a prayer. It's called the prayer of lament. You need to learn how to worship God in all the phases of grief. In other words, you use prayer to express shock. You use prayer to unload your sorrow, your sadness. You use prayer to struggle with your emotions. You use prayer to surrender your life to God when you don't know which way to turn. You ask God to use pain for good in your life. You use all of the emotions. You don't suppress it or repress it. You confess it to God. You know, our family in the last 6 years did what Paul did in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, in verses 8 to 10, he says this. He talks about a time he was so depressed, he says, we were crushed and overwhelmed, and we saw how powerless we were to help ourselves. You ever felt like that? Paul says, but that was good. What do you mean? Crushed, overwhelmed, powerless. He says, that was good. For then we put everything into the hands of God who alone could save us. And he did help us.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so glad you're with us today. Now, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time today. But first, as one of the best-selling nonfiction books in history, with more than 50 million copies sold in all formats and more than 70 translations available, The Purpose-Driven Life by Pastor Rick Warren is far more than just a book. It's a roadmap for your spiritual journey, a journey that will transform your life. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
One of the things that I've discovered is that everybody eventually asks the questions of significance. Why am I here? And what is my purpose? What on earth am I here for? That's why 10 years ago, I wrote the book, Purpose-Driven Life. Because I wanted to help people like you understand how God created us for 5 eternal purposes. The Bible says that long before we heard of Christ, he had his eye on us, had his designs on us for glorious living, that it was part of his overall purpose that he's working out in everything and everyone. God has never made a person that he doesn't have a purpose for. You know, that simple message needs to be shared with a whole new generation. A young girl who was 12 years old when I wrote Purpose-Driven Life is now 22. And she needs to hear this essential message that God has a plan, has a purpose, and has a reason for everything that happens in our lives. So I've updated the Purpose-Driven Life. And what I did is after reading hundreds of thousands of comments that have come into me over the past decade, I've added 2 new chapters that'll help you handle the 2 most common problems and barriers to living a life of purpose. Now I want you to have this newly revised, expanded copy of Purpose-Driven Life. I think you'll find it's a fresh reminder of things that you may have forgotten when you first read it. Or you might want to give the book to somebody who has never read it and is struggling to find their purpose. So this month, I'm offering to you a hardback copy of the updated, expanded edition of Purpose-Driven Life, What on Earth Am I Here For? It's my gift to you for your financial support of this ministry. It doesn't matter how much or how little you're able to give, every amount matters to God. And God sees your heart and he'll multiply whatever you're able to give. Thank you for your help in spreading the good news throughout the world. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.